Thomas is the only candidate to file for what will likely become House District 34, which combines some communities from the old House District 5, which included Haines, Hoonah, Cake, and Angoon, with some communities from the old House District 2, which included Sitka, Pelican, and Port Alexander. Sitka's current representative, Peggy Wilson, lives in Wrangell, which will join Ketchikan in a new House District 33. Wilson has declared her intention to seek office, but has not announced if she will challenge Ketchikan Representative Kyle Johansson or Sitka Senator Bert Stedman. The redrawn district lines likely will make Stedman the favorite to retain his Senate seat. Thomas spent much of his chamber presentation emphasizing his working relationship with Stedman, including some behind-the-scenes maneuvering to pass some harbor funding during Thomas's first term.
I was a freshman, the chairman of Community Regional Affairs in Burt, said, I got this bill. We need to do the harbor maintenance. You run it in the House, I'll run it in the Senate. So we got my bill up to rules. Once it gets to rules, it's just waiting to go to the floor. As soon as I ask for it scheduled, rescheduled. Well, the senator came in who sits on finance, says, where's my bill? I said, it's dead. He said, I'm a senator. I said, I don't care. I'm a House rep, and I'm the chairman of that committee. I'm not going to hear it. I see your harbor bill sitting in rules. It's dead when it comes to the Senate. And I said, okay. So he left, so I tippy-toed over to Bert's office. Hey, Bert. Yeah. He says, senator says he's going to kill my bill. And Bert laughs. He says, what are we going to do? I said, send yours over. I'll just keep mine in rules. You send your bill, a Senate bill, over. So they did, and got to the, they became the vehicle then on the House side. Because his set passed the Senate, that the Senate bill would put it on the floor. I stood up, spoke for it. The guy didn't even know where it happened. We thought that was rather crafty.
Thomas said that he did not create much legislation, but instead worked with others on bills that were important to the region. He discussed his involvement in a renewable energy bill, tax credits for fish processors, and making sure active duty military personnel were fairly represented in child custody hearings. Thomas admitted to knowing nothing about the oil and gas industry, but the lifelong commercial fisherman referred at least twice to the state's fisheries as our only renewable resource. He said he had worked to boost the Alaska Department of Fish and Game's budget by nearly $1 million to improve the management of wild stocks in Kodiak. Thomas also stressed his commitment to supporting the state-owned salmon hatcheries in southeast Alaska, which are run by the Northern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association. He said he thought any state funding spent on hatcheries should be offset by allowing commercial fishermen a greater proportion of the subsequent returns. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.